You didn't get a very big crowd today, Mr. Chair.
Well, it is one of those things. Good morning. We're going to go ahead and open up the Senate Committee on Judiciary. Today, we have a work session on House Bill 4044. So I'm going to go ahead and open up a work session on House Bill 4044. And Senator Cruz, do you have a motion on for 4044?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, just as a matter of form, I would like to move the dash one amendment into
four.
Dash four amendment into dash four amendment into House Bill 4044.
And so I think at this point, maybe for the committee, we should go through what the dash fours would entertain or do.
Certainly, Chair Przanski, members of the committee, the dash four amendments come to you from Senator Thatcher and would require the destruction of physical or electronic record received by a local law enforcement after within 30 days of receiving the information from the pawnbroker. This modifies ORS 166.427, the firearm transfer registry.
Okay. Senator Thatcher?
I think some of the concerns were not only is it duplicative to have this, I'm not asking let's get rid of it because I know that's too big of a lift right now, but simply to ensure that it is not becoming a de facto registry in light of what happened with 941, where all the used transfers have to be, I guess, recorded now in such a manner. And so to ensure that it doesn't become a de facto registry, like has been repeated by the proponents of 941 over and over, this just ensures that those records are destroyed by law enforcement. Pawnbrokers still have to keep them, I believe, under federal law and produce them, but it would get them, you know, out of law enforcement's hands after a while. And I thought 30 days was a reasonable time frame in which to destroy those records.
Okay. Other comments? I guess what I'm going to say is I'm not opposed to looking at this, but I think it is something that we need to look at. I've heard, as I think we all have heard, some of the individuals who believe that these records may be somehow being put into some type of a registry log. And I guess what I would want, and I think what would be more prudent on this, is to have a active involvement with law enforcement, state police specifically, as to what is the practice and what are the requirements, if any, that this may have some type of impact. So as I mentioned previously, I'm more than willing to see us have an interim work group and looking at some different areas on firearms as to making some modifications on some of the laws that may no longer serve the purpose or are not necessary. But I personally am not ready to make that call today at this stage without having more input from various stakeholders in this process. So,
I understand, Mr. Chair, that we're going to disagree on this, but this is, I was trying to focus on the records. It does happen to be about firearms, but it's about the records and making sure that they are destroyed so that there isn't some sort of a database. That's what people are really nervous about.
No,
so,
I appreciate that. But, I mean, we've had this system in place for I don't know how many years, and no one has shown and demonstrated that somehow whatever is the current practice is not being properly managed, used, and that it has not been misused. And so that's the part that, for me, I like to just have that continuity of understanding exactly what the issues are, understand what the fear is, the concern, but at least at this point, it's just how I'm going to say statements that have been made.
Well, Mr. Chair, in light, I realize this record has been in place since at least 89, and the changes that have occurred since then, especially with 941 and all the transfers, and it's pretty much, as I understand it, of used firearms, and that's what that mostly encapsulates. Private transfers are probably likely of used firearms because they purchased them personally and are transferring them. And so in light of that, and then in addition, adding an electronic record, there is that substantially changes what had been in place for decades. So this would just ensure that the intent, I don't believe the intent was to have a registry, this would ensure that that isn't happening. If you want to change it to 60 days, that's fine, but
yeah,
just, you know, need to get rid of it.
I appreciate that perspective, but again, it's one of those situations from where I am sitting at this point as to what has been presented to us. It's one of those situations I just feel that we need to have more deliberations. Now, what this bill, from my understanding and my impression of it, the only thing it does, it gives options for the used pawn broker, in this case, to utilize either what they're currently to do, send paper copies, or they could, at their discretion, do it electronically. And I think what the gist of the testimony was that in this day and time, many of these vendors have actually gone to a more electronic system, and that's how they are currently storing. And instead of having them have to print this out into hard copy and then file it, they could actually then utilize the current electronic system they're using to transmit it.
Right. So, I get that. But then that means that the law enforcement is also receiving it electronically, and that is where a lot of concern comes in.
Yeah. So at this point, what we don't have on the record is what currently law enforcement is or isn't doing with the copies they currently receive that are hard copy, whether they're staying in hard copy form. There's nothing that prohibits them for their database storage to use an electronic system, so they could in fact be scanning them in and putting them in place for, you know, the intent and requirement of the law. So again, this is one of those things that I'd say, and I'd welcome again having a broader discussion on this one particular topic or many others that we've heard concerns about, but at this point we haven't had those discussions. So Senator Cruz.
Mr. Chair, just to back up what Senator Thatcher said, I don't think this is an unreasonable approach. And what we do know is that there's a significant population out there that thinks we are attempting to move to a registry. And that's not our intention. And I think this sends a very clear signal that is not what we're doing. And if it needed to be adjusted over time, we certainly could do that. But the thousands of emails I have been getting on these various subjects, I just think this would be an opportunity for us to calm some of those people down and make them understand that that's what they think the direction we are going is not our intention.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I guess, to be very frank with you, I'm not ready to legislate based on someone's fear-based information they've received or some type of unfortunate prescription of something's happening that's not happening as compared to let's have the discussion, let's get people in front of us that can actually articulate what is or isn't happening, what the current law is, and how those records are, in fact, utilized, stored, and destroyed at what point. And then, to me, then we have the information that we need to use logic as to how we're going to put something into the statute as compared to, well, I've heard this is what happens. Oh, this is what I've been told, when the reality is there's no, well, at least at this point, there's not the merit with it. If there's the merit to show that there's some other use of these records that's occurring that's beyond what's supposed to be the intended purpose of the statute, then as to me it's like, okay, let's have that discussion. And that's what I'm trying to say. We don't have it now. Let's have it, and I'll put on the record right now, we are going to set up to have some type of a work group that will be looking at multiple type of regulations as it pertains to firearms. I've got constituents who also have reached out wanting me to look at some things of how we can incentivize individuals into having more buy-in for safety and how we can enhance that. And I'll just use an example of how can we incentivize individuals who may not have a gun safe. and being able to either purchase one with maybe some type of a tax credit. And I mean, we've had some of these conversations before, and I think it's one of those situations that, yeah, as a state, we want to ensure that there is safety, responsibility, and accountability in this process, as it can, in fact, impact people's lives. But at the same time, it seems to me it would be better to have the different stakeholders sitting around a table on multiple occasions to actually work through these different options instead of just going on a knee-jerk response to a assertion that has been made without having factual backing.
Well, Mr. Chair, I understand that you want to have a work group and you want to talk about firearms and firearm safety. This really has nothing to do with either one of those. And in fact, I would say not only would it allay the fears that are out there that, you know, but it would also give clear guidance to law enforcement what to do with these records. I think testimony from last session when we had a similar bill, law enforcement oftentimes when they get these, like, what is this? I mean, what am I supposed to do with this? So, you know, it would just clarify. Yeah. You know?
Okay. We have a motion before us, which is the adoption of the Dash 4s. Is there any more discussion? All right, so I think we need to take a voice vote on this one.
Senator Gelser?
No.
Senator Rosenbaum?
No.
Senator Thatcher?
Yes.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Yes.
Chair Prozonsky?
No, motion fails.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4044. To the floor with a due pass recommendation.
I'm wondering if you'd be willing to consider making a motion for the Dash 2s. This is another one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Ms. Chair, I move. Thank you. My mistake. I have not said anything yet, so ignore it. Ms. Chair, I move the Dash 2 amendment into House Bill 4044.
All right. Senator Cruz moves House the Dash 2 amendments.
See, you almost did it.
Into House Bill 4044. Any discussion on the adoption of the Dash 2s? Any objection to the adoption of the Dash 2s? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4044 as amended by the Dash 2 amendment to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz now moves House Bill 4044 as amended with the Dash 2s. I guess it's probably the A2s. Or is it just the twos?
Just the twos.
Just the twos. To the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion on the motion.
Let's have a voice vote, please.
We will. Okay. Any discussion? Not. We'll have a voice vote, please, on the motion to move House Bill 4044 as amended by the Dash Twos to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Aye.
Senator Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Senator Thatcher?
No, and I serve notice of a possible minority report.
Well, you can't do that till after the vote.
I want to make sure it's in there.
You can't.
My
hand's
not on the gavel.
Takes two. So.
So when you vote, you do
yes.
it.
Yes. Vice
Chair Cruz.
No.
All right, and
aye.
Motion carries, and just to be for everyone understands, I'm going to do the gavel to close this out. A motion or notice of a possible minority report can be given any time, as far as I'm concerned, up until the close of today.
Yes,
if our rules say so. Motion carries, and at this point,
we do serve notice of a potential minority report.
And you say we will put on the record that it would be Senator Thatcher and Senator Cruz
yes.
gives notice of a possible minority report. All right.
Do you want to carry?
Sure, the chair will carry House Bill 4044 as amended by the Dash 2s to the floor.
Mr. Chair, how will we get Paul to come back tomorrow?
I'm not sure. Actually, I was going to actually have a little thing, but I saw that they talked to us. I thought DOJ was here to give some new information to us so Paul could become more gray. less hair.
No, I think he's just there and so
my
that.
My daughter's wedding. So.
All right, we'll go off the record. Thank you very much. We're going to go ahead and adjourn. Go ahead and adjourn.